What?
And they used to have them, have mirrors up over them, you know, and just, oh, there would be all this carving on the mantles and everything. They were just beautiful. Oh, just out of this world. That's, you go back to the antiques.
What is it that, you know, the fireplace that goes up to the top?
Chimney.
Yeah. Do both of these, I mean, if they're...
No, they removed the chimney.
Oh, did they?
They removed the chimney. We don't have a chimney.
Yeah, that'd really be nice to have.
Yeah, I wish it was still there.
What is that stuff that collects in the chimney?
Soot.
Have your father
clean
it out, or?
Heck yes. Oh dear, yes. And chimney sweeps. Uh-huh. That's those birds that gets in there.
Oh really?
Yes.
They live in the chimney.
Yeah, they do. They live in the chimney. And Bob, when those things flutter in there, that stuff comes out and goes everywhere. Oh dear. Yeah, I remember that. Not too much. Now that's really way back where he would have to clean the soot out, but he would occasionally have to.
I wonder how the birds live in there while they get burned.
They would come during the summer, mm-hmm. when we were not using the fireplace. And then they would leave in the spring, you know.
Uh-huh.
But they'd flutter around in there in the summertime, you know. You know, usually you have those screen things that you put so many people do now, the screens that you put.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did even back then. There was a screen that you put up in front of, especially if you had small children,
which
we did.
Yeah.
You had screens that you put up there to keep. And we had the andirons, and we had all these pretty little, instead of the brass things that they have now, you know, the log, the things that you put, that you put the logs in that you have sitting down by the fireplace,
mm-hmm.
and all those brass tongs those things.
Yeah.
Well, instead of the brass, we had the black wrought iron.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And of course the andirons were black wrought iron.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now they're brass, usually. Yeah. Well, I don't know, what is yours made of?
Ours are, we don't even have andirons. It's like a little wrought iron basket.
Oh, yeah,
Little legs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Those andirons are really antiques. They go back, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really great demand.
Have you ever heard them call anything else when you were younger?
Those andirons?
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I've heard people call them fire dogs and stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I remember that. I had forgotten that. But we had all these little things. Because we used now they have those little things sitting down there that you don't use for the logs and everything, mm-hmm. you know. But all these pretty brass things sitting around and hanging around for the looks and everything. Of course, now we used ours. We used that basket thing, you know, for the logs and everything. And then we kept everything. We kept the wood. Daddy would fix it because we had our own wood. And he would cut it by the cord. That's
cord?
What you called it. Uh-huh. You cut this. And if you had to buy it, you would have to buy it by the cord.
Mm-hmm.
But now how much is in a cord, I have no idea.
Wow. That's
great. Yeah. But now we didn't ever have to buy any. We had our own wood,
mm-hmm.
our own trees.
Daddy used to go out
cutting
down.
With the cross cut saw.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is? That's